I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Please offer a suggestion of how we can break down this wall. Any suggestion to, you know, what I can do to start this process, please. Hi there, this is the automatically deleted husband, still trying to reconcile with his wife. I had a dialogue today with Chris that just blew me away. We have been studying a lot of issues, and one that I thought became quite clear a long time ago, years I think, was that there was no command by the Lord to build a temple. It was in the heart of David and so forth. Nathan said that Solomon would build it, but there's no command to build it. During the time of Zerubbabel and all those kind of things, there's no command in there. There's no command for a third temple. The temple that Christ was in was not really the second temple, but, you know, number 2B, because it's Herod's temple. What was originally built by the Jews and what Herod did are two different things. But anyway, it's been a fascinating discussion, but we wanted to review, you know, we checked to make sure, is our understanding correct? And one of the passages that we looked at is Haggai. And I was blown away by Haggai 2:7, because what is talked about and what it says are two different things. The ESV is, I will shake the nations so that the treasures of all nations shall come in, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, he will shake all the various countries around the world, and they'll bring all their resources or assets and whatnot, of the countries of the world will bring everything to Jerusalem. That's not what it says. And we found this out by looking at the Septuagint. I will shake all nations. The ethnos. Ethnos and basileia are the two different things. Basileia is more the idea of the country, you know, because that's the kingdom. That's not what this is. The nations. In other words, the ethnos, the various people groups, as some will say. So that the treasures of all the nations, the ethnos again, same thing, the treasures. It's the ekletos, the elect. Not material things. It is the elect from all the nations. Suddenly that makes sense. I will shake all ethnos so that the elect of all nations shall come in. It's kind of like, oh, that makes sense. That suddenly now makes the scripture consistent. It's not all the hyperbole and all the fancy talk and all the, you know, pre-millennial mumbo jumbo and all this kind of stuff that goes on. No, I will shake all the ethnos so that the elect of all ethnos shall come in. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. That meant so much. To see what the Lord says, not what people say about the Lord, means a lot. Such as, I will contend. Marriage begins with sex and ends with death. And the Bible is true, and the institutional church is fraud. And I'll back that up, just like this backs it up. It's marvelous. I wish I could share this kind of stuff with my family. The Lord is who he claims he is. My lady, I love you.